Welcome to Professional Persuaders, where they're always right and you're possibly wrong.
On this episode of Professional Persuaders, you'll be listening to your host, Coda Bauer, and your co-host, Dylan Simons, where we will be getting into a debate debacle about which fast food restaurants are the best and the worst. Our criteria consists of five categories, each category weighted differently based on importance. The points are added up and averaged to give us a percent, and the resulting percent will tell us where to put that restaurant. We're starting off strong with Chipotle. Now, the first category that we go through when we're ranking these fast food restaurants is number of locations. Chipotle got 1 out of 3 points for number of locations, and that's because it can't rival fast food restaurants like McDonald's or Subway. So it only gets 1 point for location. The next category is quality of food. Now, personally, I would say Chipotle probably gets... I think they have pretty good food. What do you think?
They do have really good food, and the quantity is pretty good.
Yeah, so I think...
I would say maybe like a 7.
I'd say an 8. What do you think?
I think we can go with 8.
8, okay.
Definitely 8.
So quality of food, 8 out of 10. Number of locations, 1 point for that. Cost is pretty expensive.
Cost is pretty expensive.
So I think we're going to have to give Subway a 1...
Well, isn't there... Here's the cost points.
Yeah, so...
It's about $13 to $15, depending on what you order.
Yeah, you're right. So
it's getting a 3 or 2.
It's going to be 2 points.
2 points,
it's getting 2 points out of 5 on the cost section. Atmosphere, service, and cleanliness.
Cleanliness is very... It's very dirty. I mean, they don't clean their tables much.
Yeah, you're right.
The service is okay. You go up there and you just, like...
You go through them. Exactly.
So I would give it, like, a 2 out of 5.
Okay. The last category is variety and options. This is a number of items on the menu.
There's not many.
No, there aren't. It's literally a bowl, a burrito, and maybe some tacos. But it's basically... Yeah, exactly. But it's all the same kind of foods.
Yeah, I would agree. It might be like a...
It's a 1.
Yeah,
it's
definitely a 1.
Okay. So now that we have our numbers, let's average those up. 1... Okay, so Chipotle, not doing well. Chipotle gets a 54%. That's an F.
Dang.
That is a low-tier restaurant. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. The only reason I wasn't expecting that was because quality of food was really up there. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess if you don't have many locations, your price is garbage, your atmosphere is pretty bad, and your variety is low as well. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I can agree.
Yeah, it makes sense. So Chipotle gets the F tier. Now, moving on, we have Pizza Hut. Number of locations for Pizza Hut, they get 2 points out of 3. Quality of food.
Quality of food. Pizza Hut is iffy.
I
don't really like Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
If you're going to go to a pizza place, there's so many others.
Right. And I think in fast food... Pizza, you go to Domino's.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about Pizza Hut like, wow, it's great pizza, other than the ads. So I have to...
I'd say they're pretty mid. 4.
Yeah, 4. Yeah, 4 is pretty fair. All right. Which is going to hurt their average a lot. I can already see this being an F tier. cost, I'm sure cost actually isn't that bad.
I don't think cost would be that bad.
No, because you get a whole pizza pie for... When's the last time you've been to Pizza Hut?
It's been a while.
Yeah, well, it's because the food is so bad that... Well, we'll come back to cost later. Atmosphere, service, and cleanliness.
They seem pretty clean.
I mean, nobody really goes into the restaurant. You go deliver your pickup.
I would say it's pretty... I mean, I would say the...
It's average.
Yeah.
It's average. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then variety and options, it's a pizza place. It only sells pizza. So we're going to have to go for 1 on that. It cannot rival the menu options.
Their prices are like $10, 10 to 12.
Okay, for a pulled pizza, that's not bad.
It gets 3 points.
Yeah, 3 points for cost, that's good. Now let's average this up. This is going to be really low. It's
going to be in the F
tier. It's an F tier.
Guaranteed.
Okay, so Pizza Hut gets a perfect 50%. Wow. Which is another F.
But that makes sense. I'd agree with Pizza Hut being like a 50%.
Surprisingly, though, has a lot of locations, which means it must get a lot of franchises. But anyway, we're moving on to the next restaurant. We have Denny's. Denny's does not have many locations at all, so it's got 0 points in the
Their quality location. Of food. I can agree with their quality of food is pretty good. I've been there like twice recently. It's good.
Not as good as Chipotle, though, I don't think.
No.
So I think it's seven. Like seven. Yeah. Seven is a fair quality of food. Now, next one is cost.
Okay.
It's diner.
It's a diner. You might think that. Cost for two people, close to $50.
Damn. Okay.
It's like 20 bucks per person just for like a meal. And then like your drinks and then like your tip. All cost about $50, which is surprising for a diner.
Right. Okay. So then they're getting 1 point. I don't even want to give them a point, but they're getting one.
It's
point.
Expensive.
Yeah. That's horrible. I don't think their atmosphere is that great.
Their atmosphere is not great, but they're pretty clean. I can agree with that. So I would say it's about like a three.
Three. Pretty mid again. Not many fast food options are really standing out in the atmosphere.
I think the variety of options.
They have a lot. Three. Yeah, they definitely have a lot of options. So
you get lunch, breakfast, dinner, all of above.
All right, so let's average us out. Again, we're getting some real stinkers off the bat, and they might excel in one category, but they're not doing well in others. But they're up there at the same with Chipotle, a 54%, which gives them an F.
Okay.
I mean, like
these
I said...
places aren't doing too good.
Right, I mean...
I think the grading scale's a little bad.
Listen, I mean, okay, yeah. Our grading scale is 90 to 100, 80 to 90, 70 to 80, and 60 to 70. I feel like you should at least get a 60.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're excelling in one category, but they're not all around a good restaurant.
But these places aren't amazing, so,
right, exactly. Jimmy John's.
I haven't been to Jimmy John's in a while.
Yeah, when's the last time you've been to Jimmy John's? I don't think they're... Okay, so they get 1 point for location. Number of locations. Okay. Their quality of food... Jimmy John's.
They look like they got, like, subs and stuff and, like, wraps.
You don't really go to Jimmy John's. When you go to get subs, you go to Jersey Mike's or you go to Wawa.
Yeah. I mean, this food does look good, but I don't know. I think we should just give it, like, a 2.
On quality of food?
Oh, out of 10?
I just gave it a 5. Exactly. I think a 5. Yeah.
Just because I haven't been to Jimmy John's.
All right, now look at their menu. What is their cost around?
Their costs? Let's see. Their menu.
For like a signature wrap, maybe.
Combos.
Yeah.
Wrap combo. Why isn't it giving me a... Let's come back to that.
All right. Atmosphere, service, and cleanliness, we're just giving it a 3. I don't even remember last time, I gotta be honest. And then their variety of options, they only sell wraps. So Jimmy John's, another stinker. We're getting stinker after stinker.
So, like, here. 10 to, like, $12.
Oh my gosh, that is so much. Okay, so, they get 3 points, I guess, though, in cost. That's still, jeez. It's crazy that the prices of fast food have inflated so much, where $10 to $12 is, like, an average amount of money for a meal.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're about to go to Five Guys, and they're gonna get, like, a 1 in cost.
Oh, I know.
Okay, another 50%, that puts them in the F tier, moving on. KFC. Now, KFC is delicious. I love myself some good fried chicken. They get 2 points in the location category. We're starting great off the bat. Their quality of food, I love their fried chicken and their mashed potatoes and their biscuits. Surprisingly, they do well in all three categories, even though they don't have a great selection in the menu.
Yeah.
I think their fried
chicken's really crispy. It is. Like, it's juicy. It's not, like, dry.
Right. So I think an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So we're starting strong. Cost. They're not actually that expensive.
Are they?
No. Look up just a... Look up a 4-piece combo.
Okay.
We're going to move on. He's going to get that information. We're going to start with atmosphere. Service and cleanliness, definitely better than Popeyes. The service at KFC is not the greatest, but definitely better than Popeyes. So we're going to go with 4 on cleanliness. And then variety and options, yeah, they don't have a great variety. It's fried chicken. It's what you expect. $20
for like a fill-up box. 8-piece plus 8-piece.
Well, that's to fill. That's to feed a whole family.
That's true. Wraps. Oh, like $3 for the wraps.
So I'd say a normal meal. It looks like a normal meal is about
$5.
$5. That's not bad, actually. That's really good. That's 5 points. That's 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a strong one here. 2, plus 8, 5, 4. Okay. We're getting a 77, so we're getting
it's a B tier.
B tier, nice.
I think okay. I agree with that.
That's a good rating for KFC, so KFC gets a B.
And they're not expensive.
No, they aren't. So, next time you see a fast food restaurant, think about going to KFC. Okay, Waffle House.
I have not been there.
Wow, okay, so surprisingly, Waffle House gets a point for location. Waffle House. Okay, I'll tell you right now, Waffle House's atmosphere is just garbage. Really? Like, it is so bad. Yeah, atmosphere is a 1 out of 5. I just gotta be real with you there. Variety and options, they're a diner, so I'll give them a 3 in variety. Quality of food.
It doesn't look appetizing. No. Just from the menu.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
But they're not too expensive, which seems good.
Okay, so what is the, for an average meal?
Well, if you want like a classic waffle, it's about $4. Texas sausage, egg, and cheese melt is like $5.
That's actually a good price.
No, yeah.
That's 5 points for price, but their quality of food is like a 6.
Yeah.
So it looks like another F. I mean, listen, if you want cheap food...
Prices are good.
Yeah, if you want cheap food, you head on over to Waffle House. But 16 out of 26, that's 62%. That's actually a C.
Really?
That is a C.
Wow, impressive.
Okay, they're doing better than Chipotle, wow. Chipotle is great food, but it's just every other category. Yeah. They're dirty, and then they're also extremely pricey. And I think that's the price that got Chipotle was, because you pay $20, $16 for a meal? That's horrible. Okay, now we're moving on. Annie Ann's. Okay, they don't have many locations, so we're getting a 0 for locations right off
the bat. I see them like all the time in airports.
Yeah, in airports and malls. It's the only place you see Annie Ann's. But I looked it up, and there's only about like 400 locations in the entire U.S. It's not that much.
Dang.
Okay, now we're on to quality of food. Annie Ann's.
Auntie Ann's.
Delicious.
It's so good.
It is delicious. Okay, so
I can go, like, they have like the best.
They're addicting.
Like, it's so good.
The pretzel nuggets, the cinnamon
pretzel
sugar.
The pretzel nuggets, yes. The little ones with the hot dogs in it.
Yes, yes. They're addicting. So I'd say 9 out of 10.
I'd say 9 out of 10. They are good.
They are delicious, actually, yeah. Cost, not that bad.
It's like $5.
Yeah, so,
I would say it's like a...
$5 to $7, yeah. So 5 points right there. Atmosphere.
I mean, they're usually in malls or like airports. Yeah. So like you're never really gonna like be anywhere. So like, I mean, I'd give it like a 2. Yeah.
A 2.
I mean, it's just like a little pop up.
Yeah, exactly. So not a great atmosphere. And then variety and options.
There's not much. No, there's like 3 options on the
menu. Yeah. So it's a 1. Yeah. So let's see what we got here. 9. 5, 2, 1. Yeah. 17, yeah, not enough. It's not going to break the seal, I think. Yep, no, 65.
65?
That's technically
okay, so
a C.
Tier. That's I'll take that.
It's because their quality of food that really saved it. And their cost wasn't bad, surprisingly. All right, now moving on, we have Firehouse Subs.
I've never been to Firehouse Subs,
so we're just going to move on. Sonic.
Sonic. Okay. I think I've been there once.
Yeah,
Sonic. I didn't get the roller skating people, sadly.
Yeah, no.
But I've heard about the roller skaters.
Right. So that's we're going to start off with location. You get 1 point for that. Quality of food.
I would say it's not great.
No, it isn't. I got their shake one time.
And it was
pretty
bad.
It was. Yeah. So,
I'd give them like a...
5, you think?
Quality of food, yeah, like a 5, maybe a 4.
Four. I think okay, a 4. Yeah. So they're not getting past F tier because their food is so bad. Now we're moving on to atmosphere. It is cool that they're trying to model like the 1950s diner. So we gotta give them credit for that. I'm gonna say 4 out of 5 for the atmosphere, yeah. And then variety and options. They're your classic burger stand. I think they get a good variety. I think a 2 out of 3 is a good. Placement for
and
that.
And their prices are, like, cheap, apparently. I mean, it's, like, you just, like, pull up and come out. So, like, it's, like, $5.
Okay. So, yeah, so 5 points on that. So, it's not, I mean, you know, it's a, it doesn't have great food, though. And that's the main thing you worry about when you go to a fast food restaurant, so.
Yeah.
Even though Chipotle, like I said before, is technically an F tier, their quality of food is great, so you can't really beat that. 16 out of 26, that would be, again, 62, or 10 strong with
so
the C's.
So it's still C tier, but C-tier. Barely.
Yeah, no, it didn't have great, yeah. Okay, moving on, we have Arby's. We have the meats.
Okay, so.
Arby's has 1 point for location. That's pretty standard across all the fast food restaurants.
Food.
What do we have here? How's the food at Arby's? I don't like it.
I mean, okay, the only thing I really like about Arby's is those, like, curly fries.
Yes,
I
that's it.
Love
yeah,
curly
their curly
fries
are good, but, like, their beef
but
and
their
cheddar.
But their beef, like, stuff is, like,
okay.
It's okay. I think it can get, like, maybe a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I completely
it's
agree.
It's only getting a 5 because of the fries.
But yeah, exactly. But
the rest
they don't have great food. No, they don't. And I don't understand people who defend Arby's. They're few and far between, but there are people who are like, oh, Arby's is the best, and it just is not. Sadly, no. Cost. We're gonna skip that for now. We're gonna do atmosphere. I don't think Arby's is very cleanly, especially their food, because it's known.
And it's a drive-thru, so, like, most people just go drive-thru.
Yeah, right.
So, like,
I'm giving them a 2 out of 5 on cleanliness. Yeah. I don't think it's great. And then variety and options. I think they do get a decent variety for being, like, a deli place.
And surprisingly, like, no burgers. Like, they do still have, like, a lot of meats.
That's exactly. So, yeah, they do have the meats. So, we're going to give them a 2 out of 3 in variety.
It looks like it's, like, $7.
Okay. $7. 4 points. 4 points, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They don't do the best, but, I mean, it's pretty solid. Again, it's one of those places where you want some food, and there it is.
Yep, you see it on the side of highway.
Yeah, exactly. I always see him on the side of the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 54, that's an F.
Oh,
sorry,
dang.
Sorry, Arby's. Well, yeah, I
agree with
Arby's
that.
Is a garbage location, too. Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay, locations, Buffalo Wild Wings gets a 0. Because it's not really a fast food restaurant. It is a fast casual restaurant, I guess.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And we kind of group those kinds of restaurants in, so they get a 0 in locations. Now, moving on to quality food, I actually think it's really good.
I think Buffalo Wild Wings got some good food.
So,
I
think an
that.
8 out of 10 is pretty fair for
them. Yeah, I agree.
And their sauces are good. I did get their, I think it was the ghost pepper sauce, and that stuff was spicy, dude. I could only eat one, and I was, like, done.
Dang.
So we're moving on to atmosphere.
Atmosphere. I would say they've got a good atmosphere. It's like a nice, like, it's like dark in there and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's kind of like a sports bar. So you go in there and you get to watch the game. So, and we watched the Super Bowl from Buffalo Wild Wings one time. So it was a good time. So actually, atmosphere, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. I think it has a great atmosphere in there. You know, it has classic sports bar setting. So, variety and options. Their wings.
Yeah.
It's a 1.
Yeah.
And then
their prices are like $15.
Yeah, they are expensive. So,
so
we're going to give them
like
1 point on that. All right. Yep, that's an F tier.
Well, I mean, they're pretty expensive. I mean, but it's kind of like a sit down fast food.
Okay, Chick-fil-A. Now we're on to the big guns here. I love Chick-fil-A.
My opinion, I mean, Chick-fil-A is great and all, but I think it's, like,
slightly overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
It's definitely overrated.
Okay. Well, they get 1 point for location.
Only one?
Yeah, they only get 1 point.
Dang.
Quality of food. Well, the reason that the location is slighted like this is because you have places like McDonald's and Subway, which have, like, over 10,000 locations.
That's true.
And so it really makes it difficult to size the categories.
Yeah.
When you have, you know, chains that are that big.
That makes sense.
But for Chick-fil-A, quality of food,
I'd say the quality food's pretty good.
7?
Yeah, I think 6.
6, really?
I don't know. Personally,
I
like,
love their
I think
fries,
it's,
though. They're so good.
Their fries are pretty good. I mean, it's just like chicken.
Yeah, no, their sandwiches, there's more to be desired. It's literally chicken and pickles and
butter. I mean, like, we can go with a 7.
Okay.
They've got some good mac and cheese. I can agree with
that.
Yeah,
okay. moving on to their atmosphere. Great atmosphere.
It's like, yeah, it's definitely a good atmosphere.
So,
it's like modern, and then you have like kid like places.
Exactly.
For, like, little kids.
So I'm gonna give them a 5 out of 5 on atmosphere. And then ride and options, they have a decent variety. It's not great,
no,
but
I mean,
it is better.
There's a variety, but it's all chicken.
Yeah, so I'm going to give them a 2 out of 3.
I think a 2 out of 3 is pretty good.
And then their cost, I think their cost is pretty average.
$9 to $12.
Yeah, so sadly that's...
So it's not too cheap, but it's definitely like a...
cheaper option,
yeah,
relative
3 points
to the rest. No, it's
four points.
Yeah. So we're going to add these up. Let's see.
I like the mints at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A gets a 73. That is a
that's
B.
Not too bad. That's good.
It's a B
tier. I mean, I think a lot of people can agree with that.
Yeah, okay. Yep, pretty solid restaurant. Domino's.
Domino's.
Okay.
Oh, they've got really good pizza.
Yeah, they do. So, okay, they get 2 points for location. So they have a good amount of good number of locations.
Yeah, they do.
Quality of food. I love their pizza.
Pizza's really good. I think like a 7 or 8, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
about.
Same. I'm going to give them an 8, benefit of the
eight.
Doubt, as
yeah.
a pizza place. I'm going to give them an 8. They're just solid. You know, when you have a late night gaming session, I mean, you just get delivery pizza of Domino's. So.
Yeah.
Cost?
Doesn't seem like the cost is too expensive.
And pizza places, again, are going to be pretty relative.
Like, a cheese pizza is, like, $5, apparently.
Damn.
And then there's, like, the $19 deal, which is, like, a
full
combo,
freaking meal, yeah.
Which is 2 medium, 1 topping pizza,
family,
16-piece Parmesan bread bites, 8-piece cinnamon bread twist. So I'd say the crust
five.
Is pretty good, yeah.
Five out of five. They get all, you get all the value from, Domino's.
Yeah.
Atmosphere...
I mean, they're usually, like, the small, like, little, like, places.
Yeah.
You walk in, you order online,
yeah.
or you call before.
So pretty standard,
so
I'd say
it's
3.
It's pretty standard. Yeah, 3.
Yeah. And then, variety and options. They have a good variety,
they
actually.
They do.
Surprisingly,
it's not, like,
for
just,
a
like,
pizza. Place.
It's
yeah,
it's,
no,
like, a ton of other food.
They get, like, lava cakes. You can get
and
the...
And then, like, bread, like, the cheese and the, like, crusts.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they get, like, a...
3 out of 3 on
yeah,
variety. Yeah,
definitely.
So Domino's really strong. I think
it's going to be close to an A tier.
Yeah, A or S. Let's see. Okay, so Domino's gets the 81 for an A. That
Let's
is
go.
Great.
I agree with that. I mean, Domino's is pretty good.
Cookout. There's one in Salisbury. You know what the cookout is?
Cookout. I've heard of it, never been.
Okay, well, it gets 0 points for locations, and that's why you never heard of it, because... Yeah, quality food, they have a decent quality food, actually. It's an 8, it's an 8. I'm just speaking out from my own experience. And then their prices are great. It's like $5 for a meal. That is a 5 out of 5. Like a full meal, too. It's not just the burger.
Yeah.
It's like a full combo. And then
That's
their
good.
Atmosphere.
How's their atmosphere?
I'm going to give them a 4 out of 5. They're actually
Dang.
Pretty clean, but there is some times where you get, like, a sticky table and, like, ooh, you know,
you get that everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm going to give them a 4 out of 5, but they are pretty cool over there.
The variety of food looks good.
Yeah, they have a huge variety.
They
a
do.
Very big variety, so we're giving them a 3 in variety. This is a strong restaurant. If you haven't been, I'd highly recommend you check out the cookout in Salisbury.
Definitely go look at that.
Yeah, and then their average is a 77. That is a B tier.
B, okay.
Yeah, so Cookout, that is great.
It's definitely their locations that cut them.
Okay, so we're going to end off this segment with Five Guys.
Okay.
This is a very controversial pick here, and this is why we're ending with it. So Five Guys, they don't have many locations. It's only 0 points for locations, which makes sense. You don't see many of those around.
No.
But their quality of food...
Quality of food is like a 9
delicious.
Or a 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so good.
I think it's a
and
10 out of 10.
And then the fries, like, they just, like, start dumping them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's, like, a nice juicy burger. It's
oh,
not
it's
just,
so
like,
good. And you get to choose your own toppings.
Oh, yeah.
And the burgers are big. They're tall. It's
And you can
so
make
good.
Sure they don't spit in your food.
Yeah, right. Because you can see them making it right there. So I think Five Guys, 10 out of 10.
I think it's a 10 out of
10.
10
out of 10. That is a great
yeah.
burger. But for cost,
oh,
this
cost.
Is where Five Guys...
It's like a 2 or a 1.
Yeah.
I think it's a 1 because
yeah.
it costed like $20 for like a burger.
Yeah, it
fries.
Is. It is. Their cost is really bad. And this is what
Which
sinks
hurts them.
I know.
Yeah.
It just, it pains me to the core because their meals are so good, but then I look at my wallet and I'm like, dude, I just spent $20 on a meal.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Their atmosphere, I'd say their atmosphere is good, really good.
Great. I'd say 4 out of 5. What do you think?
Yeah. I think they got those peanuts in, like, the middle, like, where you can just grab a handful.
Yeah.
Unless you're allergic.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I mean, and also the workers are nice. And like I said, you can see them working, so you know that you're not getting, you know...
spit in your
food. Yeah, right, exactly. Which, I mean, that's something you probably expect from, like, a Popeyes. But anyway, okay, so moving on to variety. They're a pizza spot. I mean, pizza. They're a burger joint.
They're a burger joint. I mean, they have hot dogs and burgers, but that's about it. I mean... Variety's not too good, but, like, you definitely have a lot of toppings to, like, choose from.
Yeah, so I'd say it's 2 out of 3. Like,
yeah, it's 2 out of 3. Yeah.
All right. I'm expecting a B tier from, Vodka's.
Yeah, B tier.
Wow, it's a C tier, actually.
C tier?
It's so painful, because their price.
But it's their price.
It's their price. I can agree with that. How are you supposed to get a meal when your meal is $20? Yeah.
And the variety. I mean, it's not
a
big variety.
It's so dumb. Yeah. No, that's just stupid.
But I think a C tier sounds about right.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to Professional Persuaders this far. We will be back with more fast food restaurants after this. And welcome back to our podcast. So we are going to start off with Jersey Mike's, and they get 1 point for location because, I mean, there's some, but it's not too many.
They're not everywhere.
Here.
There aren't a lot of those.
I would start off with Jersey Mike's quality of food. What do you think? I think their quality food's okay.
It's okay.
I mean,
it's just okay.
It's okay. I mean, it's subs.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's 6 or 7.
6 or 7, definitely.
I'm going to give them a 7. That's on my discretion. What do you think?
Yeah, I think a 7.
Yeah.
Next, atmosphere. I haven't been in Jersey Mike's in a while.
I mean, they kind of pull off, like, the sports bar.
Okay, I mean...
It's not the greatest. I
feel like it's clean.
Yeah, it is clean. I think
3 is good for the atmosphere.
Okay, on your discretion, we'll give Jersey Mike's a 3 on that.
Variety and options.
They have a good variety.
They do have a good variety.
Surprisingly, they have a good variety.
Even though it's all subs.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But you do get, like, a lot of, like, options in the subs. So, I mean, I would give them, a solid 2. 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3
for the variety.
Okay, well, their price isn't that great.
What's the prices?
It's about, like, I mean, for a sub, it's relative.
I mean,
it's
a sub,
like the pizza,
like,
place.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't know, like $12.
$12 for a sub. Okay,
that's a little iffy.
Yeah.
I mean, $1 an inch.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say? That's
true. I mean,
it's
so,
not the greatest,
like,
though.
3 points.
3. Yep. I think that's a
3?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I said for the variety of options, I mean, they've got, like, a decent pick, so I'd take it, like, a 2 out of 3.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Jersey Mike's not the strongest. I think it's pretty mid.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be a 62. Yep, C-tier.
C-tier?
Yep, okay. I mean, they're mid-restaurant, like we said, so, moving on.
Next is Little Caesars with 2 points for the location.
Okay, a lot of locations for Little Caesars.
They do have a lot of locations.
They're not the greatest pizza place. Domino's is king, and then I would honestly say
I haven't been to Little Caesars.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Well then, on my experience, they're either the really good or really bad, but they're more bad than they are good.
That makes sense.
So, and they're also, they're... their dough is like cardboard. So you know what? They're getting like a 4. Little Caesars is garbage. Domino's is supreme, so get out of here. Little Caesars is gonna get an F tier.
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
I mean, I feel like they're a pizza place, so, like, I mean, it's gonna be a little slow.
Yeah,
but
there's,
like,
only takeout and delivery. That's
okay.
So
that helps them. So they're pretty clean, probably. They don't have much to clean up.
Right.
So I think, like, a 3 or 4?
3.
A 3. That makes sense.
And then the variety, looking at their menu right now, they have a lot of variety in the pizza, in the style of pizza. They have New York and Detroit.
Okay.
And then,
You do want style pizza, that helps.
Yeah. They actually have a pretty good variety. Okay. It's not like Domino's where it's like a 3 out of 3 where you get like everything.
Yeah.
But I say a 2.
A 2, yeah.
And then their prices are actually some of the best you'll ever see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're actually, and that's one of their mottos. So yeah, we're getting them 5 points on price.
Okay, that's good.
They actually, yeah, so we like for that. A pizza plate, they have some of the best. They actually rival burger joints, if you can believe that.
Wow.
When it comes to price, but when it comes to their overall, it's a C.
Yeah.
It's a mid-joint.
Next, we have McDonald's. So, 3 points in location.
You they knew are it was everywhere. Coming. Yeah, you knew it was
you
coming.
You were driving down the hallway, McDonald's. You're in a neighborhood, McDonald's. Okay, so, quality of food.
Pretty good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I've been scarfed down a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I've been going to McDonald's a lot more, and I forgot how good McDonald's was. Now, healthy-wise, not great.
No, they aren't. But
the quality of food, it's so good. It's I don't know what about it, but it just tastes so good.
Well, apparently they fry their fries in like the beef flavoring, but
I mean
they're always hot and
they're always
so
hot
good.
And salty,
crispy,
and crispy.
Yes,
I think quality of food. I mean, I think a 10.
Yep, 10.
I don't know. Like, 10 sounds like really good number for me.
And we're gonna get crucified by like the Burger King stands. But
oh,
listen,
yeah.
I mean, McDonald's, it's old reliable. When you need food, you go to McDonald's.
And it's right there.
McDonald's prices, they're not the greatest.
No,
but
they're
4.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so it's about $11 for a full meal.
That's
at McDonald's.
True. Yeah, I can agree with that.
So they get a 4 out of 5. It's not the greatest,
yeah.
But I think they're getting S tier.
Yeah.
Atmosphere. They're
okay.
Surprisingly
okay.
cleanly.
I'm really surprised about this, but they're really clean.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Like, every time I go into McDonald's, it's not like you sit down and you're like, oh, this table's dirty.
It's no,
like,
it's
always
clean.
Clean.
It is.
And you're like, okay, this is odd. And then the service is not bad. I mean,
yeah.
They're pretty quick.
They are really quick.
Except for the drive-thrus. I hate the drive-thrus.
Well, the only reason that the drive-thrus are slow is because they're so long.
Oh, yeah.
And the longer the line, generally that means the better the restaurant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them
I think a five out of five for the atmosphere.
And then
variety, they have a lot of food.
They have a huge variety.
I think that just deserves a 3 because
they
do have a lot of food there.
So they get a 25 out of 26. That is our S tier. I think that is very fair. McDonald's is the old reliable.
I mean, it's just
it's been here forever, and
it's gonna keep going.
Yeah, right. So I mean, people are gonna get mad at us, but you know, the facts are the facts, and Donald's is great. So
Dairy Queen, 2 points for location. There's a lot of them, but okay, quality of food. The only thing they have that is good is their ice cream.
Right, which is already pre-made. So
which is I think I've been to Dairy Queen like once or twice because I was hungry and I got their food and I ate the burger and that was horrible.
So bad.
Disgusting.
So bad. Their flamethrower burger, it's called.
I'm never gonna go get food at Dairy Queen. I almost threw up when I did.
And the sad part about it was I got a triple flamethrower burger, which is 3 patties stacked on top of each other. I was holding on for dear life in the bathroom when I got home.
Oh,
that was
so
bad.
It's
so
disgusting. I mean, their fries are okay, but, like, again, I would not say, like, the quality of food, I don't know. Their ice cream's pretty good, though, but, so, I don't know, like, a 4.
Yeah.
Because, the ice cream's holding their whole thing up.
Yeah.
But they're an ice cream place. They're not
exactly
meant for food.
Yeah, they are. I don't know why they went for the burger direction.
If it was just ice cream, I think they would have been higher in the quality of food.
Yeah. And it doesn't really even say much because how do you mess up ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 4 is completely fair. They don't have great food.
Yeah.
Moving on to their atmosphere.
Oh, atmosphere. Atmosphere,
pretty good.
I mean, it's pretty good. You mostly go in for through the drive-thru. I've been in a couple times. It's not too bad. It's not as clean as McDonald's.
It's mid.
I would say like a 3.
Yeah, that's completely fair. And then, moving on to our next
variety of options. So, they have a variety, whether it's food or ice cream.
Well, okay, you have to give them props, because technically they sell food and ice cream at the same time, so they have a good variety.
They do have a, I mean, is it good?
No, no, it's not good at all.
Usually, I would say the variety is more the ice cream, if you're thinking of Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, I would go more with, like, they have a good variety of ice creams, too, though. So,
they
like,
do.
And they have, like, milkshakes and stuff, so I would give it, like, a nice, like, solid, like, 2 for the variety.
Okay. And then their price is actually very good.
Their prices are good. I've I've noticed.
So I think it's a 5 out of 5. Yeah. For price. That's the only thing that's keeping them up. However, I think this might be an F tier. We're gonna see, though.
It's gonna be low.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, if you don't have good quality food, then just stop, because you're not gonna be a good restaurant. Okay. So Dairy Queen gets a 58.
Yep. That's an F tier.
That's an F.
I can agree with that. They're only good for their ice cream.
They're not
nothing
good.
Much.
Yeah, no, they're not great.
Okay, next, Subway. Subway's got 3 points in location. They're like everywhere as well, just like McDonald's. I think the quality of food, okay. Their food's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's just okay.
It's a good place to go in, grab a sandwich if you need it, because it's quick, and then get out. Their bread is like
sweet.
It's sweet and it's always like soft. Like it's never like a nice solid piece of bread.
It's because technically Subway bread is not bread and it's cake because there's so much sugar in it.
Oh really?
Yeah. The UK, I think, in Ireland, over there, they can't classify it as bread because it's cake. It's just got too much sugar content.
That makes complete sense. It's just like,
but we're not looking at health because let's be real here, we're ranking fast food options.
But the quality of food, I think it's like a 6.
Yep.
I mean, it's good enough to eat. Fair. Like, it's not like you're horrible and you want to, like, throw up or anything. It's
not
just
like Dairy Queen.
It's not like Dairy Queen's food. Right. It's like, good. Like, I'll go eat it and stuff, and it'll keep me from being hungry. But it's okay. Atmosphere. The atmosphere's pretty bad.
It is.
I mean, it's like...
It's actually horrible.
They've got horrible colors in there.
I know. It's actually one of the worst atmospheres, I think, in all fast food.
I think it's like a 2 for atmosphere.
I'd rank it lower, but because this is your segment, I'll give it to you. The benefit of the doubt to a Subway.
Yeah, I mean they're okay, pretty clean, but the atmosphere is just not good.
The variety is okay. It's actually
variety
pretty good.
Pretty good. They do have a lot of, like, options.
So, for toppings, obviously, they have a huge variety, but need to because it's a Subway.
It's definitely.
But, in terms of different menu items, they have cookies, and actually, their chocolate chip cookies are delicious. They're pretty good. And then...
I can agree with that.
They also have chips. Like, it's a standard. They try to emulate, like, a deli style.
Yeah.
So, I think their variety is, like, a 2.
Yeah, I think a 2 is good.
You know, because, technically, they do have a lot of toppings, but it's also a Subway. It's all relative.
You have to have a lot of toppings, otherwise you're not going to be a good someplace.
And then their cost. Now, Subway, I think has decent cost.
I feel like their prices were pretty good when I've been there.
Yeah.
It's like $11 for like a sub and stuff.
Yeah, so that's about Jersey Mike's. So what, we're going to give them...
Like 4.
Okay. That's
4,
fair.
I think. Yeah.
Now, I think they're going to get a C tier, which is completely fair because Subway is a C tier restaurant. And the only reason they have a lot of franchises is because... Their franchising is really cheap.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're actually better than McDonald's right now. But I digress. They get a 65. That is a C tier, like I said.
That makes sense.
And we're going to be moving on to...
Taco Bell.
Ooh! Taco Bell.
I don't know if this is just me. I've never been to Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Their food...
So, apparently they get 3 points in locations.
They
do. I know there's a lot of tacos.
There are a lot
I've
of
seen
tacos.
Them a lot of places.
Yeah.
I've never stopped by, and I mean, it might just be my parents, because, like, they've never taken me, so I've never just gone myself, personally, so...
I mean, I get their tacos, and it's pretty good. It's a solid job, so I think it's a 7 out of 10.
I've heard their food was really good.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, I might try it sometime.
But,
so, 7?
Yeah, 7.
Food? Okay.
Moving on to atmosphere. Okay. We all joke about Taco Bell's bathrooms.
Oh, I've heard of those.
And sadly, the rumors are true.
Oh, God.
So, at least the one I've been to, I mean, it is the Salisbury Taco Bell's, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I can't.
So it's like a 2 or 3?
I'll give it a 2.
That makes sense.
It's not that good.
And then
the variety, it's pretty good.
It seems like it's a taco place. I feel like the variety would be really good.
But, I mean, not even just selling tacos, but they actually have a pretty big menu.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Do you think it's a 2 or a 3?
I think it's a... I'll give them a 2.
A 2.
And then their prices, they have really good prices. They're really cheap. Single taco is like $1.60. That's not bad at all.
Dang, that is
cheap. So, yeah, 5 out of 5 on price there. And let's average this up. This actually might be a B tier restaurant, which I wouldn't be surprised because
I've heard some good things about Taco Bell.
It's pretty good.
And some bad, but mostly good.
So, yep, B-tier. B-tier. 73%. Solid. So, yep, solid restaurant.
Okay. Next, we have Panera.
Panera's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, location so first, one.
Location is one. I mean, there's not many.
Their food is good, though. It's really good.
Their food is really good. I can agree with that. They have really good food. I don't know why.
I actually think it's some of the best food I've ever
had. Except when you come in and their bread is stale. Then it's bad.
Yeah, but if you go in the morning or lunchtime, you should be pretty good. Yeah, so, I think
it's a 10 out of 10. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I love their soups and their sandwiches.
Moving on to atmosphere. I think it has a great atmosphere.
Atmosphere is really nice. It's like a cozy, warm feeling. Like, yeah. I see a ton of people come in and they, like, go work on, like work and stuff. Because it's, like, a nice, like, feeling.
And you're always going to want to sit down because, for whatever reason, I mean, it doesn't have a drive-thru, but I see a lot of people going into the place, like, and sitting down, which tells you that it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, you can go in and leave if you really want to, like, if you're in a rush. But you can also go in and sit down because it's, like, just such a nice place to be. I don't know why. It has that, like, home feeling.
It does have that home feeling.
Like, the one here has, like, a fireplace and stuff. And, like, it just seems... And they have, like, couches there. So I feel like it's just, like, way better than, like, other restaurants. What about their prices?
Their prices... I mean, they aren't the greatest.
No, they're not. They're pretty... I mean, it's, like, $13 for stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, $13 for a meal, that's going to give them 3 points. It's average. Yeah. And, again, I keep saying it's average. It's really sad that that's what we consider as average. But Panera is going to have to end out this segment. We're going to have to finish this segment off. Variety and options, great variety, 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
And then cost is good and atmosphere is great. So we're going to average this up. A-tier.
I agree with that.
Yep, A-tier.
I agree with that.
Okay, so thank you for listening to this segment of Professional Persuaders.